Kane is in the building. There.
From Petoskey to Detroit, this is the Michigan Sports Network.
Rise and shine, folks. Good thirsty Thursday morning to you. It is the 16th day of September 2021. We welcome you to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahalan, Brian Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. From Traverse City down to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City, we say good morning. We appreciate you and we thank you for allowing us to join you on your morning commute, or if you're hanging out at home and you're just getting your day started, you turned us on television, you have us on the one of the apps. Hey, man, thank you so much. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21000. Meijer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. You can find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and of course, the iHeartRadio app. And you can listen to us online all the time at MichiganSportsNetwork.com. MichiganSportsNetwork.com is where you can also find all of our written word as well. 2021 NFL preview is out. Feels like we got off to a little bit of a shaky start, but that's okay. It's a long season, right? As Tom Brady said yesterday on his Spotify program, that it is a marathon. It is a marathon. You can, your train will fall off the tracks at any time. Danny Cahalan is at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore Key. I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Good morning to our newest affiliates, 93.1, 93.5, 99.1, and 94.7 HD2, The Roar in Detroit, 96.1, The Game in GR. Dan, Ryan, good morning to both of you. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Does this week seem like it's long? Like, the shows have been flying by, and I've had a great week. Just seems like it should already be Friday. I don't know. Like you said yesterday or the day before, Anthony, once you get a taste of football.
Oh, the nights without it are brutal.
Yeah, like I'm just like, okay, I need football. Like, can we get back to it? Can we just change it to just play 7 days a week? Just, you like know, one game a night.
I often think about that, right? And part of me wants it, and part of me is afraid to have it. Yeah, because if you get it all the time, then it's no longer special, right? But if you have to wait, you know, Tuesday and Wednesday, basically Tuesday and Wednesday are the only 2 days we don't have football. Let's be honest here, because you're working Bally. Are you? Do you have a Friday night high school football for Bally?
I do not. Actually, it's Traverse City Central against Traverse City West. I think.
Crew is hitting the road.
Johnny Kane and Craig Monroe.
Johnny Kane and Craig Monroe are going to Traverse City for a high school football game.
It's going to be, I mean, is there any other, where else would you rather be in the state of Michigan other than that?
I mean, an electric football broadcast. Johnny Kane, Craig Monroe, high school football in Traverse City. They'll probably, you think they'll do any sightseeing while they're up there? You think they have the sticks? Do we have to call one of them for tomorrow's program to see what the pregame is going to be? I mean, inquiring minds want to know. But we get Thursday night football tonight, NFC East game between the G-men who look like they are in shambles after week one, and the Washington football team that, even though Fitzmagic got hurt, they might have themselves a quarterback. To be determined, but the Washington football team might be just A-OK with where they're at. I can't base everything off of one throw, but the big catch by Terry McLaurin last week was incredible on the near sideline. So we get Thursday night football tonight. High school football tomorrow. Saturday, we have college football all day long. Sunday, professional football. And Monday, Manning Night Football. Like, it seems to, it sounds great to me. The only days we have to make it through are Tuesday and Wednesday. But I think that what's interesting about it is that nothing even comes close to comparing to filling the void. You know, I was watching the Tigers game, not yesterday, but two nights ago. Yesterday, the day game, so two nights ago, sifting through the channels. ESPN had a 30 for 30 on about the New York Mets after the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Giants had left the city of New York and went to the West Coast. And it was all about the Mets, right? They had this really fun song, Meet the Mets. It's a very, very 50s, 60-ish for, you know, for your team to have a song like that. And it just, like, it that game wasn't even close to doing, like, the 30 for 30 didn't do anything for me. The national game didn't do anything for me. And watching the Tigers game, there was just, like, this giant void. Like, there's nothing, it's not even, like, a quarter of as entertaining as a football game. Once you have football. When you're in season in baseball, that's fine. We're going to talk about a big-time baseball topic that's been floating around. Inquiring minds want to know. Shohei Ohtani for MVP. But if you make that case, like, how do you disregard what Vlad Guerrero Jr. has done this year? So we'll look at that a little bit. Paul Azinger is mad. When is Paul Azinger not mad? This time he's upset over the Ryder Cup. But my question is, and I asked this on Twitter, and I got a couple of responses that kind of went either way. Do we really care? It's the Ryder Cup. It comes around every couple of years. It's not a major. It's a team event. Kind of like a sideshow a little bit. Like I've never seen anybody wagering big money on who wins the Ryder Cup. Is it fun? Yeah. You know, when I say, does anybody really care? Like, we put our emphasis on majors, right? Like, I've never, like, nobody ever talks about, oh, Tiger Woods at the Ryder Cup. Well, his record's no good. Nobody ever even talks about that. So we have that. Tigers yesterday, Jeremy Birmingham will join us. We'll talk all things Big Ten football. With Berm, who extensively covers Ohio State and the Big Ten, but just trying to get some of our questions answered. Lee Sterling will join us for our Paramount Plays of the weekend. Calvin Johnson going to be honored at the Ravens game, and all of a sudden everything is coming back up. It's coming right back out of the woodwork. It's a talking point on Twitter. We'll get into that and our college bets in Thursday Night Football with the New York Giants and the Washington football team. So we got a lot to get to here on this Thursday as we get ready for Thursday Night Football. And it's the national game, right? At first, I used to absolutely, I could not stand Thursday Night Football when it first started coming out, right? It felt like all the games stunk. It was no good. Why are we doing this on Thursday? Yada, yada, yada. And now all of a sudden, it's kind of like, well, yeah, no, I'm actually very interested in Thursday Night Football. And I don't really care who's playing. I just want to make sure that I have an opportunity to, opportunity to watch it. Like, that's it. That's all I want to see. I just want to see another professional football game. What else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings real quick right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
We'll start in the NFL as we normally do. The Dallas Cowboys defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence is going to miss 6 to 8 weeks with a broken foot, according to sources. So goodbye to DeMarcus Lawrence. That's not a good look for the Cowboys at all. Urban Meyer had to be asked. Urban Meyer said there's no chance he'd leave Jacksonville for the USC job. No chance, he says. He was never going to coach again either, right? Remember that? Yeah. Urban Meyer out for USC. I don't believe it. I don't believe anything he says. And it's nothing personal, but he has built a reputation to where you have to really question everything the man says, because he's lied multiple times.
This week.
Okay. There's no chance that he'll be on the US sideline, USC sideline this week. Yeah, now that I could get behind.
Let's say week by week. I think you just have to keep asking him. And see,
have to keep driving home the point.
He'll be the Grand Marshal at the new NASCAR event they're running at the Coliseum next year.
They're running a NASCAR event at the Coliseum?
They are, yes.
Around the outside of the building?
No, like they're building it in the track, basically like halfway up the stands. It's like a movable track or something, allegedly. I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I couldn't believe it either when I saw it.
I don't believe you.
I
don't believe you, Dan.
Look it up. I couldn't believe it either.
a floating track in the Coliseum. New York Giants running back Saquon Barkley is listed as questionable for tonight's game against the Washington football team. Bet and adjust your fantasy lineups accordingly. The Las Vegas Raiders defensive tackle Gerald McCoy is out for the rest of the season with a knee injury, so he's down. And how about the Milwaukee Bucks? They made Lisa Byington the first women's full-time TV play-by-play announcer in major men's pro sports. So good for them. We'll step aside. We'll be back. We'll talk a little Tigers baseball next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute's Purple Community. Now your community can be a part of raising awareness and money to help Parkinson's and cancer research at Van Andel Institute, which is located on the west side of the state in downtown GR. They are world-renowned when it comes to cancer and Parkinson's research and more. You can go to VAI.org to find out about what they're doing each and every day to try and save lives. And if you want to have your own event, your own purple celebration in your community to raise awareness and money for cancer and Parkinson's research, get all the details at purplecommunity.vai.org.
Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. The King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with the lock of the year. Simply place a $10 money line wager on either New York or Washington, and if either team scores a touchdown, you're going to win $200 in free bets regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions right there at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my code, SHEPBET200, to win $200 in free bets. And if either New York or Washington scores a touchdown, you're an easy winner. Nothing beats a W at BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com. For terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
What's poppin'?
Who you
brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options. I can pass that flight Stockton. Just joshing. I'm spending this holiday locked in. My body got rid of them toxins. Sports in the top 10. I can put the ball in the end zone, put a bad in the friend zone. Sound like an intro jet song. Give me that tempo. So pull here, fool. Told her, don't let her friends know. In the bill, and I move like a dime. Eating fettuccine at Vincenzo's. Me and my amigos got that free smoke on the West Coast. Yeah, I'm talking about pre-roast. Dark hair, she look like she go.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Dave Halen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Galino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Text the keyword Sports Radio to 21,000. Sports Radio to 21,000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. On Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast. Listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and the iHeartRadio app. You can also listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Want to get into the Detroit Tigers game from yesterday. And, of course, this would be another game against another competitive team, a team that is in a playoff hunt. And the Tigers, they just gave them the work. This is why the games against Pittsburgh stick out to me a lot. Because this team plays so well against a team like the Milwaukee Brewers that going into the game were 89-56 on the season. That really shouldn't happen. I mean, Detroit won the series against the Brew Crew 3-1. It was only a four-game series, right? And they still took it. They lost the opening game 3-2, but then won 10-7, 1-0, and 4-1. That's a pretty... I mean, against the Brewers team that, I mean, hell, if you're looking at the Tigers, who are now just six games back of 500, they're right there. Matt Manning took the mound, six innings pitched, two hits, gave up one earned run, walked three, struck out six through 98 pitches. Really, really good outing from him. Lang and Fulmer came in to clean things up. Lang threw a couple of strikeouts. Fulmer, in two innings of work, had four strikeouts, so that's a positive sign. And the Tigers move on. With a victory. Victor Reyes was 1-for-1. Robbie Grossman 1-for-3 with a run scored. Drew a walk, did strike out once. Miggy was 1-for-4 with an RBI. Harold Castro, Willie Castro, the Castro brothers. Damn near identical lines for both of them. Both 1-for-3, both of the run scored, except for Willie did strike out. And all in all, just a really good game. And how about the man behind the plate yesterday? Darno goes 1-for-2, 2 RBI, scores a run himself. Like, all in all.
Made a great play. I don't know if you guys saw it. There was a foul tip that he dove to his left and caught to end the inning, which was pretty cool.
He was special yesterday. That was a good outing for him. Just the, yeah, like you said, all in all, like that was an all-around really good performance from him. And the Detroit Tigers now will make a trip to Tampa Bay, and this was part of the schedule that A.J. Hinch said he wasn't necessarily thrilled about. But you know, the schedule's the schedule. Got to play who's in front of you. They begin tonight at 7:10, tomorrow at 7:10, then 4:10 on Saturday and 1:10 on Sunday on the road to Tampa Bay before they come home to take on the Chicago White Sox. So if you look at their last couple series, Tampa Bay, playoff team, Milwaukee, playoff team, road games at Tampa Bay, obviously, again, playoff team, and then home against the White Sox. That's a really tough stretch of baseball there for 12 games before they get Kansas City, Minnesota, and the White Sox. And then the season's over. Do you guys realize that?
Yeah. Like
they have this weekend series against Tampa Bay. Next week they have the Chicago and the Royals series. The following week, September 28th, they go on the road to the Twin Cities and then on the road to the South Side on that Friday, October 1st, and that is it. So the White Sox and the Royals are your last two chances to check this team out in Comerica Park. That's Monday through the 20th through Sunday the 26th. And then it's over. No postseason. No nothing. Kind of feels a little fast this year.
It because they're fun.
Is that why? Because they're good? Is it?
Don't say good.
They are. They're 6 games back of 500. That's good. Okay, you don't think this team is
Anthony,
good?
Anthony, that's not good when you go. Look at the Giants, Anthony.
They're great.
Like 37 games over.
Well, I'll have you know, Mr. Cahalan, they're actually 44 games over.
That's insane. That is.
The Brewers, who they just beat, are 32 games over 500. 32. You know what? You could be the San Francisco Giants. You just said that that's insane, right? The LA Dodgers are a game and a half back of them. A game and a half. That's it.
And their plus minus is like 70 runs better.
Plus 244 in run differential for the Dodgers.
And they're not even in first place in their division.
It's incredible. You know, then you have the Padres who've just been battling injury after injury, 19.5 games back. I mean, I thought this year is all about Slam Diego. I almost went and got a brown jersey. I almost had to get a Tatis jersey. And I was like, I don't know.
You know, I was talking to Shep about the Tigers yesterday, maybe the day
Shep
before.
Shep as in Matt Shepard?
Yes. You've heard of him.
I love him.
I don't know. We were just talking about the win total, like how surprising it is. Like, this team could win, how many games they got left? 15, something like that? They could win 76, 77, 78 games. I didn't expect that. I can tell you that much.
Way higher than our poll question. Remember our poll question in the early part of the season?
I don't. I remember it was like we had one in the 40s and 50s. Like, that's what we were expecting for wins.
Yeah, I mean, this was a triple-digit loss team.
So then, like, you know, Shep was like, well, they play so hard for A.J. Hinch. Like, what if the Lions got this type of effort, you know, with Dan Campbell and the players, like, you know, that this same type of situation. But football, I don't think playing hard equals more wins in football as easily as it does in baseball.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I was looking at some of the passing numbers from week number one, and there are some things that stuck out. So I saved it for tomorrow, but it is interesting when you look at when you just go back and look at the week one's passing statistics, right? And our ideal. Do you know Michael Ray guy? Does that voice ring a bell at all?
What is it?
Michael Ray guy, older gentleman. He's worked in broadcasting for 1,000 years. He's in the greater Cleveland area. But he and I were discussing this yesterday in regards to Matthew Stafford versus Jared Goff, because I made a tongue-in-cheek remark about the passing statistics, Jared Goff, and why nobody was talking about the epic comeback. And, you know, so he sees my tweet and comments back to it, and he points out the yards per attempt. And that's when we got into our discussion just about Jared Goff and about Matthew Stafford. And I said that part of our fan base is, like, ready to move on, be done with it. And the other half, it has separation anxiety. This is a breakup with an ex-girlfriend. That's what this is. This is, like, watch, like, I'm going to block you off everything except for, like, I'll keep you, like, on Facebook, or I'll delete you on Facebook, but I'll keep you on Instagram. Like, you don't want to watch what they're doing, right? And they're just going out, and they're, one of their friends says, he's finally happy. Tell me this isn't a breakup. He's out there slinging 3 touchdowns, no picks, 300 yards. Rams win the football game. He's all over national television. It's no different than you'll watching your ex's story on Facebook or Instagram or whatever. Like, you're broken up. You still want to see what they're up to. We all watched like a bunch of sickos. We can't help ourselves. We're going to feel some sort of way throughout the course of the game, right? If this isn't an ex-girlfriend breakup, then I don't know what is. And it's different because had we gotten married, right? Had we gotten married 5 times. Like Tom Brady got married to the New England fan base. They got a divorce, but they got a good divorce where you just say, hey, you know, we're just not it anymore. And you go live your life and we'll go live ours. And we just be happy together. Like, we can be happy apart. That's what it is. We got broken up with because we didn't get that ring. Our relationship didn't make it that far. We'll step aside. We'll come back. We'll talk Big Ten football with Jeremy Birmingham. I hope you understood my analogy there. But we will. We'll be back with more X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
My name is Karen Ballinger. I'm a paramedic in St. Clair County, Michigan. We have a pretty big feeling that even though the numbers are down right now, we're going to see a pretty big surge by the end of summer, beginning of fall. School is going to be back, and a lot of people haven't been vaccinated yet. We've had a lot of COVID patients in the back of our trucks. We've transported from one hospital to another hospital. We've seen patients on vents that haven't come off of vents. And we've seen patients that just have mild COVID symptoms as well. We're seeing them at their worst. And if they're calling for an ambulance because of COVID, you know, we're obviously going to be there. We're going to take care of them. It's going to be a little bit delayed because we have to get fully gowned up in PPE. But we will be there. But we don't want to have to see people in our truck because of something that's preventable. So it's your decision to get vaccinated, and I think that you should do it if you're able to. It's safe, and it's time.
Learn more at MyVaxDecision.com. Sponsored by Small Business Association of Michigan.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap. At FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan@gmail.com.
On air across Michigan and online worldwide at MichiganSportsNetwork.com.